If you have chulin, which is a sheni, you have food that come into contact with a rishon, and it became a sheni. This food would be metame, liquids that are chulin. If it comes into contact with liquids that are chulin, those liquids would become a rishon, and it would pass a food that is truma. If it comes into contact with food that is truma, the truma would become a shlishi. A truma could become up to a shlishi. As opposed to if it comes into contact with food that is chulin, that food would not become possible, since chulin can only become up to a sheni. It can't become a shlishi. Now that which is sheni, because of the contact with liquid, makes it into a rishon, is because we have a klal called paito as a truma, mitame mashkin liyo tchilo. Anything that if it would come into contact with truma, it would pass with. The din is that if it comes into contact with liquids, even if the liquids are chulin, the liquids become a rishon. So in this case, since the sheni would pass with truma, it makes liquids that are chulin into a rishon. Hashlishi sheba truma. Metame maske kodesh. Upaiso loichle kodesh. If you have truma, which is a shlishi, and it comes into contact with liquids that are kodesh, liquids that are hegdesh, those liquids would become tami, they would become a rishon. And if it comes into contact with food that is kodesh, the food that is kodesh would become possible, would become a ravi, as hegdesh can become up to a ravi. And since the possible is hegdesh, if it comes into contact with liquids that are hegdesh, those liquids become a rishon. And that is the din, that anything that possible food that is kodesh, if it comes into contact with liquids that are kodesh, the liquids that are kodesh would become a rishon. Shenasu l'taras ha-kodesh. Avom nasu l'taras truma mitame shnayim upaiso echad b'kodesh. The Mishnah explained, that which we said, that truma, which is the shlishi, when it comes into contact with oichle kodesh, food that is kodesh, and makes it into a ravi, we're talking about in such a case that the truma, which was a shlishi, was guarded as if it was kodesh. We were very careful to guard it to make sure it not become tame, and we gave it stringency as if it was hegdesh. So in such a case, the shlishi of a truma is also considered a shlishi as far as kodesh is concerned. But if we did not guard it b'taras ha-kodesh, we instead guarded it b'taras ha-truma, we treated it as truma, not as kodesh. In such a case, as far as kodesh is concerned, it's considered a rishon, not a shlishi, as we have to be concerned that maybe a sheret came into contact with it, even though we guard it b'taras ha-truma, so we don't think a sheret came into contact with it. But as far as kodesh is concerned, we are very machmer, and since it was guarded b'taras ha-truma, not b'taras ha-kodesh, we're concerned that a sheret came into contact with it and it became a rishon. So therefore, it's treated as a rishon, and it's metame shnayim, it would be metame another two. The rishon that came into contact with something else would make it a sheni, and the sheni that comes into contact with something else would make it a shlishi, and it would possel echad, meaning to say that the shlishi that comes into contact with kodesh would possel that kodesh. Santaris Parapes, Mishnah Zion, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shlashton Shapun. Rabbi Eliezer said, all three are the same. Chulin, Truma, and Kodesh have the same din. Rabbi Eliezer is coming to argue with a din that we saw in the previous Mishnah. We saw in the previous Mishnah that there is a distinction between truma that was guarded by taras ha-truma, we treated it as truma, and truma that was guarded by taras ha-kodesh, that was treated as kodesh. But we saw in the previous mission that truma that was guarded by taras ha-truma, if it is a shlishi, as far as kodesh is concerned, it would be considered a rishon, because since it was only guarded by taras ha-truma, not by taras ha-kodesh, as far as kodesh is concerned, we have to be machmer and be afraid that maybe a sheret came into contact with it. But the other disagrees with that. He holds there's no distinction between something that was guarded by taras ha-truma or b'taras ha-kodesh, or even if it was treated as chulin. If you have something that's neither truma nor kodesh, and it was guarded, but it wasn't guarded as truma or kodesh, it was guarded as chulin, even so, it would have the same din as if it was guarded b'taras ha-truma or b'taras ha-kodesh. Ha'echad sheba kodesh hu sheba truma hu sheba chulin. B'tamei shnayim upaiso echad b'kodesh. Now Rabbi Eliezer goes on to explain. If you have a rishon l'tuma, whether that rishon l'tuma is kodesh or truma or chulin, it doesn't make a difference. When it comes to kodesh, it would be metame 2 and paisel 1. Meaning to say that kodesh can become up to a ravi. So if you have a rishon, it would be metame the next 2, the rishon would make a sheni. The sheni would make a shlishi, and the shlishi that comes into contact with kodesh would make that kodesh into a ravi. So when it comes to kodesh, it's metame up to 2. And paisel 1, as the ravi is not considered tame, it's only considered paisel, since the ravi cannot be metame anything else, because kodesh can only become up to a ravi, it can't become a chamishi, so therefore it's considered paisel, not tame. When it comes to truma, the rishon would be metame 1, and possible another one. As Truma could become up to a Shlishi, it can't become a Ravi. So if you have a Rishon, whether that Rishon is Chulin or Kodesh or Truma, it doesn't make a difference. It would be Mitami one, it would make a Sheni. And it would possible another one, that Sheni would make a Shlishi. But the Shlishi cannot make a Ravi, so therefore the Shlishi is considered possible, not Tame, and since the Shlishi cannot be Mitami, any other Truma is called possible, not Tame. Upaisel and Tachul. And if you have a Rishon Latuma, it would possible Chulin, as it could only make a Sheni, but Chulin cannot be a Shlishi. So therefore the Sheni is considered possible, not Tame, since the Sheni cannot make a Shlishi, it cannot be Mitami, any other Chulin, as Chulin can only be a Sheni, it can't be a Shlishi. Hasheni Shiva Chulin. Mitami Echad, Upaisel Echad Bekodesh. Umitami Mashka Chulin. Upaisel Loichle Truma. If you have a Sheni from any of them, meaning to say, you have a Sheni, whether it's from Chulin, Truma, or Kodesh, it doesn't make a difference, the din would be that it would be Mitame 1 and Pasal 1 when it comes to Kodesh. Meaning to say, that Kodesh can become up to Ravi. So a Sheni could be Mitame 1, it can make a Shlishi. And that Shlishi could Pasal 1, it can make a Ravi. If it comes into contact with other Kodesh, that Kodesh would be a Ravi. And it would be Mitame Mashke Chulin. If it comes into contact with liquid that are chulin, the liquid that are chulin would become a rishon, and that is the din, anything that if it comes into contact with truma, it would passel it, it would make mashkin into a rishon, and the sheni would passel truma, so therefore it makes mashke chulin into a rishon, and the sheni also would passel food that is truma, and truma could become a shlishi, so sheni that comes into contact with echon that are truma, the echon that are truma would become passel. Hashlishi shebekulam. If you have a Shlishi from any of them, from either Chulin, Truma, or Kodesh, now even though Chulin cannot become a Shlishi, Chulin can only become up to the Sheni. Here we're talking about that Chulin was Nasu Ataris Truma, or Nasu Ataris Kodesh. The Chulin was guarded as if it was Truma or Kodesh, so therefore it could become a Shlishi, just like Truma and Kodesh. The din of a Shlishi is Mitame Mashke Kodesh Upaiso Leochle Kodesh. It would be Mitame liquid that are Kodesh. If it came into contact with liquid that are Hegdesh, those liquids would become a Rishon at the end of the din. That anything that possible, actually Kodesh, anything, that if it came into contact with food that is Kodesh, the din is that if it comes into contact with liquid that are Kodesh, the liquid would become a Rishon, and it would possible, actually Kodesh. If this Shlishi comes into contact with food that is Hegdish, food that is Hegdish would become possible, it would become a Ravi, and Hegdish could become up to Ravi. But if the Shlishi comes into contact with food that is Truma, that food that is Truma would not become possible, as Truma can only become up to a Shlishi, it can't become a Ravi.